Montgomery County led by as many as 6 in the first quarter, have trailed by as many as 4 in the second. Otherwise, it's been a back-and-forth affair, although the Ravens, for the most part, have had the lead since early, actually, in that second quarter, Matt.
Yeah, they have. I think that 2-point second quarter for Montgomery County hurt them, but came back, scored 14 points there in the third. Priory scored 13 points there, but Montgomery County trailing by 2. If you like drama and you like an exciting game, you're in the right spot here on KXCO and KXCO.com.
Montgomery County crowd comes to their feet. Priory crowd says, yes, we'll do that too.
2-point ball game, trip to the Final Four on the line. Here we go.
Final 8 minutes. As Garcia will inbound on the far sideline for Priory. Into the backcourt for Hybe. Henry, the 6 foot, they list him at 6 foot. He looks a little taller. Looks like he's 6'1", maybe 6'2". Gives it off for Gonzalez. Now to Garcia. He'll back out to the right elbow. Right side for Temprano. Robbie, 5'6", sophomore. Works to the elbow and out of the wing. Now back to Garcia. Turns and shoot 3, no good. Rebounded by Jay Rogers. And he'll slow it down as he comes across the circle. Now to Parker. High left side. Dumps it down low for Irwin. Shot up and won't go. Did everything but go down.
He's frustrated with himself on that one.
Temprano kicks it to Garcia left side, and he'll fan back out, hand it to Gonzalez. Works baseline and an awkward shot, tried to draw the foul, and I think he thought he could improvise a little bit there and get a call and didn't. Down low, stolen away by Parrott. They tried to feed Parker. Right side for Temprano. They'll get it to Garcia, high in the circle. He'll work left side, go all the way to the baseline, then kick it into the corner for Hybe, a 3-ball short. Rebound picked up by Parrott again. Offensive boards are working their magic as they get it down to Parrott down low, shot up and in. Montgomery County left him alone as they went for the double team on the ball and paid for it.
First points for Jack Parrott in this ball game, but big points.
Yep, little miscommunication on the Montgomery County side. Rogers, top of the block for Parker. Now to Irwin. Ball fake. Still with the drive. Now tries to throw it down low, and Parrott knocks it out of bounds.
They're really trying to force it into Parker, but Priori's doing a good job of not allowing that.
So they'll inbound in the corner. Lou looking for the cutter. Throws it out top for Parker. Now up top for Irwin. Hand it back. Nope. Irwin keeps the drive. 7-footer won't go. Parker with the rebound. Put back. Good.
Oh, and he's fouled. And the and one for Clayton Parker. Foul on Jack Parrott. That's his second. Clayton Parker's been to the free throw line once tonight. He is 1-for-2, and these are huge free throws.
Free throw as the shot went down, and he makes it. It's a 1-point ball game. Gonzalez brings it down right sideline. Timeout, Priory.
Timeout, Priory.
We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on 1340 The Rock. Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball. Priory still has yet to sub for their 5 starters throughout this entire game. 5:42 left in this fourth quarter. It's a 1-point ball game, man.
They are conditioned at Priory, but I'll tell you what, it's exciting. 5:42 left here. And we'll see how this one turns out. Everybody up on their feet.
After the timeout, Priory to inbound is Hybe. who started out on fire, hit three trays very quickly in the beginning of this game, inbounds it into the backcourt for Idnis Garcia. Left side for Temprano. A drive inside, kick it to Garcia in the wing. Now to Parent on the left elbow. He'll drive, hand it to Gonzalez, and I do mean hand it. He'll work back to the elbow, now to the circle. Now right side to the elbow, had it knocked away, got it back. Looking for help, gives it off for Hybe, and nobody picked him up, takes it down low for Parent, and they'll reset. Back out to Gonzalez. Left side for Temprano. He'll back it out for Hybe. Now to Gonzalez, down the lane, fans back to the circle, now to the elbow. Still with the drive. Try to go down low, and it's tipped away and controlled by the Ravens. Garcia comes up with it. Now to Gonzalez. High right elbow holding the ball. 4:34 clock running here in the fourth. Left side for Temprano. Robbie in, kicks it for Garcia. He'll hand it to Gonzalez. And Priory, happy to run clock. He'll take it all the way down the lane, and they'll draw the foul here.
It's going to be on Mason Liu, and it'll be Mason's second foul of the ballgame.
So Temprano will inbound underneath the basket. As they try and find the cutter, they get it to Garcia in the corner. And he'll kick it back out top for Gonzalez into the free throw line. Shot up and no good. Parker with the rebound.
Chance to take the lead here for Montgomery County.
Liu with the ball across the circle. High right side. Now comes left into the left wing for Stellwagen. Looks for the pick. He gets it. Tried step back three. No good. And a foul here on who? Parker?
Yes, indeed. Yep. That is Clayton's third foul of the game, which could be a concern
if we go to overtime.
Right. Which is a possibility.
Anything's possible at this point. 33-32, 3:50 left. Not very many more possessions. They're running about a minute per possession. Are the Ravens. Left side for Gonzalez. Drive, step back. High left elbow. Looking for Hybe, not there. Now Garcia comes to him. Right side for Temprano. Up top for Parent. Down low for Garcia. Cut off, and now he'll fan back out. Up top for Temprano with 3:15. Goes down the baseline. Fans back out.
Priority very cautious with their offense.
Yep. They get it to Gonzalez, now to Hybe. Step back three, no good, and it hits the standard, and it'll go back to Montgomery.
Again, with another opportunity to take the lead here at the 3:01 mark. We'll see what they can do.
33-32, Ravens with the lead. Liu across the timeline, Mason hands it. The Stellwagen left elbow. Drives inside, draws the foul. They'll wave it off as the basket was good, but they're going to say he was bumped.
I have a groin injury down there. That was
Garcia.
Yep. That's his third.
His third, team second.
And the Wildcats will inbound from underneath the basket. Got to have some help. They get it down low for Parker, and he lays it up and in.
Gives Montgomery County the lead. Everybody on their feet once again, and a timeout.
2:42 left in this ball game. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on KXEO Mexico. Welcome back to Wildcat Basketball. A crazy 2:42 left in this one.
Montgomery County feeling a little bit better, but they would be feeling even better if they can get a stop here.
Good time to remind you, Dr. Tracy Bottoms would like your vote on a no-tax ballot increase coming up in April for the Montgomery County R2 School District. Wildcats lead it by one. Priory with the possession, as Hybe will inbound it. And Montgomery County picks up full court. Man-to-man. Hybe gets it into Temprano. And they pull back. Robbie across the timeline, left side for Garcia. Up top for Hybe. Lost the ball, knocked away, but he chases it down on the right side. Hands it for Gonzalez. Works left side. Spins in, now gives it off for Temprano. Up top. Gets a pick. Back to Parrott on the block, and he doesn't want anything to do with it. Poked away, but right to Gonzalez. He brings it baseline, and then, oh yeah!
Out of bounds. Belongs to Montgomery County. Credit the defense of Clayton Parker right there.
Gonzalez on the block. Saw the cutting Parrott, and Parrott just went to go up with it and threw it out of bounds. 2:06 left. As Lou comes across the timeline, guarded by Hybe, left side. He'll give it off for Rogers. Jay, and that's going to be a foul.
Think we got Temprano.
That's the team's third foul. And Lou will inbound on the far side as they stack four. Looking for help. Cross court, he'll go for Irwin. Tyler, across the timeline, still with the dribble. Hands it to Jay Rogers in the circle. Jay works right side, then gets it off for Stellwagen. High right elbow. Cuts right, now back out. Fans back out. Cross court, he'll go for Lou Mason. Fans back out with 1:30. Gets it to Jay Rogers. He's going to hand it back to Stellwagen. They're running time. Jacob around his man, gets double teamed, gives it back out for Parker. Double teamed again, and
got a foul
here.
Who are they going to call?
Gonzalez.
Indeed.
Yeah. That's his fourth?
Third. Third foul for Christian Gonzalez. A lot of time came off the clock there.
Minute 17 left. Montgomery County still with a one-point lead, looking to inbound. They find the cutter. Irwin takes it in, has the ball stripped, and they're going to say a kick ball. It'll go back to Montgomery underneath the basket.
Well, he waited for Gonzalez to get into the air, but then he did. He gave the ball an extra kick at the end.
If he hadn't, that's an easy layup for Tyler. Lou to inbound. Going to have to hurry. Kicks it out for Irwin, and there's a touch foul on
Gonzalez.
Irwin, and Gonzalez with his fourth. You'll take that every day, every night.
They would love to see him foul out of the ball game.
So Irwin's going to go to the line. It's not somewhere that he loves, if I remember correctly.
It's his first trip there tonight.
And we've got a timeout Priory. As we'll try and calculate very quickly, just 47.5% on the year.
Yes.
From the free throw line. So a good foul. You got it into the guy's hands that you wanted to foul if you're Priory. And now Tyler Irwin, who has been frustrated most of this game, I think, is fair to say.
I would agree. One three-pointer from Tyler Irwin here tonight. He struggled offensively, there's no doubt, but he would relish the role to hit two free throws here and force Priory to have to make a three to tie.
Minute 13. Someone's going to Como. Crowd on its feet, and it's only going to get louder here as they break the huddle.
At the conclusion of the game, we want to remind fans to please stay off the floor.
And There's the buzzer as Montgomery is out. And
don't think about it too much if you're Mr. Irwin, and he looks like he is.
Yeah, he's already. You can see him shaking his head like, yeah, I'm good. That's normally a sign that
You're not good.
First free throw. Hit it.
Wow.
He was good.
Up by 2 points, but this would be really, really big if he could nail this one.
Here comes the second. And it is no good. Parker had to go. Who is it? Oh, it's back
it's
to
off of,
Parker. Off of him. So it's a two-point game, and in a contest that you've seen prior, he hit multiple threes. Nothing is safe with a minute 12. They'll inbound to Garcia. Idness Garcia brings it up. All right, side. Goes to the left side, now to the wing. Now to Hybe in the paint. Shot is up and goes in.
We're all tied up with under a minute to go.
Lou in the backcourt. Brings it down. 50 seconds left. Across the timeline. Montgomery County. Lou will drive down. Now kick it back out. Gets a little help as he hands it to Rogers. Jay. With the drive, with the possession, holding the ball. Now up top for Stellwagen. Jacob, crossover. Hands it back for Lou with 25. And timeout, Montgomery County.
I think that's a really good timeout with 23 seconds left to try and draw up a play to win this ball game.
It's a full timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to AM 1340 KXEO. Welcome back to Class 3 quarterfinal action in Fulton. The Montgomery County Wildcats, 35. The Priory Ravens, 35. 23.7 on the clock after the timeout by Montgomery County. Obviously, they have the possession.
Plenty of time. And you definitely play for the last shot here if you're Montgomery County.
Yeah, you want to wait and really shoot it with like maybe 2.5 seconds left. In front of the Montgomery County bench, Mason Liu to inbound. Looking for help. Into the backcourt, he'll get it for Rogers. Jay hands it off for Lou. Mason will bring it across the timeline with 18. High right elbow as they're standing in a four-quarter position.
10 seconds.
On the block. Left side for Stellwagen with 7. He'll fan to the top, try to take it inside, spin in the paint, hook, no good. Rebound by Gonzalez, and he calls for a timeout.
Not granted.
I think they're going to give it to him with very little time on the clock. Christian Gonzalez.
The coach is wanting 3 seconds on the clock. I don't know about all that.
I looked over and it was 1.2. So we'll see how much time they put on the clock. There's not going to be a lot. Obviously, the one thing you can't do as a Wildcat is foul. And they're talking about it. How much they're going to put back on. And it will be still waiting. Well, or maybe we're going to overtime.
I think we're going to overtime, folks.
0.5. They've put 0.5 back on the clock.
Oh, boy.
Well, and you saw earlier there was 0.3 when Irwin got an inbound.
And they
immediately waved it off.
Right.
Because they generally consider 0.7, 0.8 is what you need to get a shot off. So I wouldn't be surprised if they just don't send us to overtime here.
And they're going to have to go cross court with it, too.
Yeah.
A long shot.
Well, this is a baseball pass to a leaping Christian Gonzalez who is turning and shooting at the same time. And even then, I don't think he can get it off. You know, we've been here several times this week, and it's been really cool. They run the AC in here pretty good. It's not cool in here today.
Feels like the Boston Gardens back when the Lakers used to visit. Ooh. It's hot.
So Parent will inbound. And here comes the baseball pass. It's only a matter of time. They'll get it to Gonzalez, and he'll hit the timer on the top of the backboard. And we are headed to overtime. We'll take a quick break, come back in a minute. Tied at 35 here in Fulton. Class 3 quarterfinal action between the Wildcats and the Ravens on KXEL.